Some museums back in the day were lifeless, dusty and boring, with exhibitions stuck behind glass windows that you weren't supposed to touch. Nowadays, it's a very different story, with fun, interactive activities for kids and big kids, inspired by new technology and trends, and the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences in Sydney is leading the way. I'm joined in studio by producer Sophia, and she's here to tell us more.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Yeah, very well, thank you. Now, what kind of programs do they already have for kids, big and small, at the what are we calling it, the MAAS, Museum of
Applied
Arts and Sciences?
Yeah, for the MAAS, the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences. So they already have many children's programs there. Have you gone there with some kids before?
I've been to the Powerhouse, so I've sort of been to them individually. I've been to the Powerhouse many, many times, went there as a kid as well.
Have you been to the new one?
Where's the new one?
The new exhibition.
Oh, no, I haven't been there for a while though, no.
The new ones, I haven't been there either. Egyptian Mummies exhibition, Exploring Ancient Lives. Yeah, so that one's a good one for kids.
Super interesting, yeah.
To go have a look at. There's also the Sydney Observatory Family Twilight Tours.
Now, I've been there and I was there not that long ago either.
Probably, how was it?
Yeah, middle of last year. It was incredible. Absolutely amazing. They've got a telescope in there. No, a telescope? What's the correct word?
I think so, yeah. I've been in there.
They've got a telescope. That's A1 listed. Basically, it's got the same historical classification as, like, the Mona Lisa.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow.
And there it is being used, and it's incredible. Sorry, go on. They're raging a train of thought there.
No worries. And then they've got Gamify, which are short, powerful, game-based learning experiences led by the educators there.
Okay.
And they've also got another one, especially for girls and coding, which is quite interesting where they learn.
Cool. Computer coding.
From scratch, like the application scratch, they learn how to code.
Awesome.
And they've also got the Mars Lab there. I'm sure you've seen the Mars Lab recreation of the lunar surface and the robotics lab as well. So they've got plenty already happening there at the Mars Museum.
Yeah. Now, the museum's introduced a new initiative for the youngsters called Upstarts. What's that one all about?
That's right. The Museum of Applied Arts encompasses the Powerhouse, the Sydney Observatory and the Museum Discovery Centre. And all three of these are looking for applicants to join Upstarts, which is a young people's advisory committee. So young people call the shots. It's kids putting their two cents into the development of upcoming events and workshops and programs for kids their own age, which is brilliant.
That's very clever.
I wish that was around.
Let the kids run the museum.
Yeah,
isn't it? How'd that idea come about?
I think the museum wants to maintain and grow their audiences and, you know, what better way to do that than to start with kids and get them interested in science at a young age.
Mm.
And they want to talk to people who are between 13 and 17 years old.
Yeah, right.
So I think there's a big difference between being a 13-year-old and what their tastes are, what the trends are for a 13-year-old and 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
They're quite different. So they want like a range of people within those groups.
Yeah, cool. Is it the first time that the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences is it the first time they've done something like this?
It is the first time. And as we said before, they've got many children's programs, but this is the first time they've actually did a call out for people to join the committee to have their say. So it's unprecedented.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a good opportunity for girls who are interested in science as well or STEM subjects to put their hand up and
get involved. Absolutely.
Yeah, get involved.
What are they looking for in these sort of youth advisory committee members?
That's a really good question. So as I said, they're looking for people between 13 and 17 from diverse backgrounds. And they're looking for about 15 of these people who are really passionate about the museum's disciplines, which involve engineering, architecture, design, fashion, decorative arts, contemporary culture.
The whole lot.
Yeah. And the other skills that you need are to be able to speak up, say your opinion, listen to other people, you know, just
jump
be
in and
part
get involved.
Of a team. And you also need to be committed to the program because it runs until October.
Oh, wow.
So there are
a lot of the year
workshops that you need to go to, but they're all in the application form.
Yeah, cool. Now, surely they can't just hand the keys over to the kids. What will the kids actually be in charge of?
I think that they will be in charge of brainstorming, coming up with these new ideas and design and develop the projects for October to be released to the public. So they won't do it alone. They'll do it with the help of the museum staff and the museum program producer. So they're not completely on the road. They're going to have support all the way through.
Just imagine these youngsters just running around.
Running around.
Be a good time. What do they get in return for doing it?
The payoffs are really great for a young person. They learn a lot of skills, such as they learn to work in a team. They create fun activities. Mm-hmm. So they actually get to be the teacher instead of the student.
Ooh, I would have loved. 15-year-old me would have absolutely just relished that.
Me too. I would have loved for this to be around when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, what can people do? Where can they find out more information? How do they sign up? What's the where do they go to now?
Applications close 17th of February of this year. So the link to the application form and for more information will be up on the podcast. The link is a little bit long, so I'm going to give you the advice to just go to Google Upstart, M-A-A-S, Upstart, U-P-S-T-A-R-T, and you'll come up with the page.
Find it more. Well, Sophia, thank you so much.
Thank you.